This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah, and I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet, the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us to be from amongst those who gather together in the house of Allah to please Allah and learn more about the deen of Allah and the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Qur'an al-Kareem, مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ. The Qur'an al-Kareem is shifa. The Qur'an al-Kareem is shifa. And shifa is cure. Cure. And rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mercy from Allah azza wa jalla. For that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with the Qur'an al-Kareem. The Qur'an al-Kareem is the book of Allah. The Qur'an al-Kareem is the book of Allah. The other words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed from Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah spoke the Qur'an in a way that suits His glory and majesty. Allah spoke the Qur'an in a way that suits His glory and majesty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke the Qur'an al-Kareem, revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and most of the Qur'an al-Kareem was revealed from Allah to Muhammad via Jibreel alayhi as-salam. The majority of the Qur'an al-Kareem, the majority was revealed from Allah, Jibreel, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would command Jibreel alayhi as-salam to take those verses and come down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are a number of verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed them directly from Him to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. We will all know those ayat, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون, to the end of the surah, the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received those two ayat directly from Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qur'an al-Kareem is the book of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke them in a way that suits His glory and majesty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Qur'an al-Kareem from beginning to end are all the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from beginning to end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke them all. And from beginning to end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed them to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَا يَأْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ يَدَيْهِ وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلُ مِنْ عَزِيزٍ حَكِيمٍ. The Qur'an al-Kareem will never, ever be distorted. That's it. The Qur'an al-Kareem will never, ever be distorted. The Qur'an al-Kareem is preserved by Allah Azza wa Jal, not by you and I. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we are the ones who revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem, and we are the ones that shall preserve the Qur'an al-Kareem. So who's preserving the Qur'an al-Kareem? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one that's preserving the Qur'an al-Kareem. The Qur'an al-Kareem is preserved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from beginning to end. So even if we as Muslims decide to change the Qur'an al-Kareem, which is kufr, okay? But even as Muslims, if we decide to change the Qur'an al-Kareem, that will never happen. That will never ever happen. The Qur'an al-Kareem will never ever be distorted. There is a hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam where the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam says that one of the signs of the Day of Judgment, there will come a time where the Qur'an al-Kareem will not be snatched. The Qur'an al-Kareem will not be taken out of the hearts of the scholars. It's not like a scholar, a hafiz of the Qur'an al-Kareem that had memorized the Qur'an al-Kareem would just wake up one morning and there's no more Qur'an in his mind or his heart. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the knowledge and the Qur'an al-Kareem will not be snatched. It will not be snatched from the hearts and the minds of the scholars. But the Qur'an al-Kareem will vanish by the death of the scholars. Knowledge will vanish by the death of the scholars. Until there's no longer any scholars around. Until there's no longer any scholars around. So people will start taking ignorant people who are ignorant in the deen, who are misguided and misguide others. So one of the signs of the Day of Judgment is the Qur'an al-Kareem will disappear. Never ever the Qur'an al-Kareem will ever change. Never ever the Qur'an al-Kareem will ever be distorted. Never ever the Quran al-Karim will ever be altered. That's impossible. Impossible, impossible. Even if we decide to do that, which again, in brackets, it's kufr. But even if we decide to do that, will never happen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decreed the Quran al-Karim will never ever be changed or distorted. So what would happen to the Quran al-Karim? The Quran al-Karim will vanish. So there will come a time where the Quran al-Karim doesn't exist anymore. And we are talking about a time of the end of times. End of times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us to be from amongst those who experience that time. So the Quran al-Karim is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spoken by Allah Azza wa Jalla, revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke it, right now I'm speaking. As good as I might be in my eloquence and speech, I'll still make mistakes. And as good as I might be in my speech or writing it, you could turn around and say, but you could fix it here, you could fix it there. Even the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as eloquent as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is perfect as a human, as a prophet and messenger, but he's still a human being at the end of the day. So as perfect and as eloquent as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his own speech, you could still find a way to make it better. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, if the entire mankind come together and try and better the Quran al-Karim, can they do that? Is there any room to make the Quran al-Karim better? Is there any room for us to make the Quran al-Karim more eloquent? Is there any room for us to say that, you know what, this verse could sound stronger this way? Impossible. Impossible. Because Allah spoke it. Are you trying to say that you'll make it better than Allah Azza wa Jal? You could say it better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You could make it more eloquent than Allah Azza wa Jal? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. So the Quran al-Karim is perfect because the perfect one spoke it. And that's the difference between the Quran and Sunnah. The Sunnah, the content, the meaning is perfect. It's because it's from Allah Azza wa Jal. But the actual wording, yes. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can we say that there are more eloquent people than the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Arabic in the speech? Of course you can say that. Of course you can say that. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged himself. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his speech in poetry was under average. His speech in poetry, because the Arabs were very good in poetry, his speech in poetry, the Sahaba is to correct him. The Sahaba is... And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is eloquent, yes, he's eloquent in his speech and his leadership in the way he did it, but he's a human being at the end of the day. And that's why you cannot put the Quran al-Karim on the same level as the Sunnah, because while the Quran al-Karim and the Sunnah are both from Allah, but one Allah spoke, the other one Muhammad spoke. So the Quran al-Karim is miraculous, miracle, miracle. What does a miracle mean? Mu'jiza, miracle. A miracle means that it's so unique that no one can compete against it. No one can compete against it. That's what a miracle is. Miracle means that it's so unique that no one can compete against it. Because if someone can compete against it, it's no longer unique, it's no longer a miracle. And the Quran al-Karim is a miracle. No one can compete against it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even set the competition. Allah azza wa jalla put the challenge forward. Bring a Quran like the Quran. Bring a book like the Quran. With its eloquence, with its meaning, with its understanding, with its content, with its context. Bring something like the Quran al-Karim. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowered the standard to bring 10 verses like the Quran al-Karim. Bring 10 verses like the Quran al-Karim. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا as Allah Azza wa Jalla says, you're not going to do it, you'll never do. There's no way you could ever match the Quran al-Karim. Even as Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran al-Karim, even if mankind and the jinn come together to try and come up with something similar to the Quran al-Karim, they'll never succeed. Impossible. Because at the end of the day, all these people put together, the human being and the jinn, the creation of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah is the creator, you will never ever match that. So the Quran al-Karim is a miracle, and it's an everlasting miracle to the day of judgment. No one can ever match the Quran Kareem with one verse. One verse. It's so perfect. So perfect. The perfection of the Quran Kareem will never ever be understood in this world. Because it's beyond us. As much as the scholars speak about the perfection of the Quran Kareem, we will never understand the complete perfection of the Quran Kareem. That's how perfect the Quran Kareem is. So the Quran Kareem is the miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah. And the responsibility of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to receive this message and convey that message. And one of the miraculous aspects of the Quran Kareem is memorizing the Quran Kareem. One of the miraculous aspects of the Quran Kareem is the memorization of the Quran Kareem. Subhanallah, when you really think about it, it is a miracle. Subhanallah, it's been now about just under 30 years ago when I went to Pakistan. About 30 years ago, actually exactly 30 years, 1994. I went to Pakistan. I went into a boarding school. They memorized the Quran Kareem. MashaAllah, there's nearly a million boarding schools in Pakistan. They teach the Quran Kareem, memorize the Quran Kareem. MashaAllah, that's one of the things that they do very well in the Indian subcontinent. So I went to a boarding school. There were over 1,500 students. Most of them are non-Arabs. Most of them. The vast majority, 99% are non-Arabs. And we used to start memorizing the Quran Kareem every single day from Fajr all the way to Isha with some breaks in between. It is fascinating. It is something that blows your mind away that you look at these non-Arabs memorizing a book. Yes, it's the Quran Kareem. A book of over 600 pages, each page of over 15 lines, all in Arabic. They memorize it like the way they memorize their names. You in your own language, you'll struggle to even memorize one page of poetry in your own language. Here in Australia, for example, as English-speaking people, get one page of English poetry and go and memorize it. You're going to struggle. That's English and you're understanding the poetry. Subhanallah, you're talking about non-Arabs who had memorized the Quran Kareem off by heart. They've memorized the Quran Kareem off by heart and they could read the Quran Kareem backwards. Even though that's not recommended, of course. And it's wrong. But I'm just saying they could read the Quran Kareem backwards. They used to get tested. Like, you know, the teacher would call and say, okay, he'll start reading 3-4 verses. Amina Rasulu bima unzila ilayhi min Rabbi. And then, subhanAllah, they start reading the entire page. You telling me this is a superpower in these people's mind? No way. And the biggest proof to that, go and try that in your own language. They understand. Go and memorize a page of two of poetry in your own language. Go and memorize it. You're going to struggle. You speak English, go and memorize one or two pages in poetry in English. You'll struggle. Can you imagine 600 pages? So subhanAllah, how is it that you've got these people memorizing the Quran Kareem? Arabs and non-Arabs, especially those who are not even understanding the Arabic language. They memorize the Quran Kareem off by heart. So perfect in their memorization. Like they wouldn't even miss a letter or a harakah. They memorize it. That's not because we are very smart people. No. That's because there's a miracle in the Quran Kareem that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِنْ مُدَّكِرِ We had memorized the Quran Kareem for memorization. We had made the Quran Kareem easy for memorization. We had made the Quran Kareem easy for memorization for those who want to memorize the Quran Kareem. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا We had made the Quran Kareem easy for those who want to memorize the Quran Kareem. Allah made it easy for you to memorize it. That's a miracle within itself. That's a miracle within itself. The Quran Kareem is miraculous in many, many different ways. The number one miraculous aspect of the Quran Kareem is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the number one aspect. Number two, it's content. It's content, content. The content that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the prayers, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the fasting, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the zakah, when Allah talks about inheritance. The content. When Allah azza wa jalla speaks about inheritance, how the division of the inheritance take place when someone passes away. That's not something that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the Arabs can put together and come up with these perfect equations. It's it is the most perfect inheritance system that ever existed. That's not something Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all the people around me can come up with. That's the content. The halal and haram, that's the content. The stories of the past. How is it someone like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Mecca in the Arabian Peninsula spoke about precise stories of the past? Where did he get this information from? What resources did Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam have to research and find precise and concise stories of the past? That's the content. The future, that's the content. The Quran Karim is miraculous in its language, in its eloquence. It's so perfect, subhanAllah. It rhymes. It's perfect. It's so perfect. You know what makes something, you know, when you listen to something, what makes you pay attention to it? When it rhymes. The Quran Karim rhymes, subhanAllah, it connects. But it's not poetry. Because usually poetry, especially the Arabic poetry, it's set. Each line is set with the number of words on each line, how things are. But the Quran Karim is not poetry, because one verse is longer than the other verse, and then the following verse could be shorter than the previous verse. But subhanAllah, it rhymes. Like, subhanAllah, even the Arabs looked at it and they found it to be like, you know, this is something we the Arabs themselves struggled what to call it. It's not poetry, but it sounds more nicer than poetry. It's not a story, but it gives you the story. It's not, a science book, but it tells you everything about science in a very precise way, in a very concise way. So what's the Quran Kareem? The words of Allah. That's how beautiful the Quran Kareem. And the Quran Kareem is shifa, cure. The Quran Kareem is cure. Cure in which way? Spiritual cure. Spiritual cure. Yes, it's also a physical cure. The Quran Kareem is physical cure. But primarily the Quran Kareem is what? A physical cure. You know, when you're wounded, when you're injured physically, there's a cut over here. You know how you feel the pain? And you need to cure that pain by putting, for example, a band-aid. Before you put the band-aid, you put the towel or you put something or you stitch it for you to cure the physical injury that you've got. Also, spiritually, you can be wounded spiritually. And that's why when you're distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a wound in your spirit. There's a wound in your iman. And you feel that pain, not a physical pain, a spiritual pain. And if you are one of those people who's distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or was distant from Allah azza wa jal, you felt that pain. You felt that pain. So as we have physical pain and injury, you also have a spiritual pain. A spiritual pain. And nothing will cure that spiritual pain except the Quran Kareem. And as you feel that pain physically, when you are injured, when you are cut, when something happens, you feel that pain and you start curing this pain by putting whatever medication it is, whatever surgery you might do. Likewise, your spirit goes through that process when you are distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've created a wound in your spirit. When you are distant from Allah azza wa jal, you've created an injury in your spirit. And that's why you feel deep inside that pain. Subhanallah. When you're done praying, you haven't prayed in a long time. Yes, you're not praying, but deep inside there's that thing that's always, you feel like there's a cut in there. When you go and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel like there's a cut. But where's that cut? Can you see it? No, you feel it, but. Why? Because that cut is spiritually. A spiritual pain. And nothing will cure that spiritual pain except the Quran Kareem. And subhanAllah, that person that's disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, that very moment that he obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he feels cure. Feels cure. It's like, you know, when someone is injured, then they start taking painkillers. Oh, they start feeling the pain is calming down. The pain is quietening down. Likewise, subhanAllah, when someone is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then they connect to Allah Azza wa Jal, They start feeling that recovery, that cure. They feel that pain starts to come down to the extent they start crying. Why do they cry? You know, the other day I had a brother who came to me and he embraced Islam, started to cry. MashaAllah, big fella. The moment he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. When I looked at him at the very beginning, I thought, this guy, mashallah, he's a pretty tough bloke. The moment he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah, in my office started to cry. What happened there? He's not crying to please me. It was only me and him, someone else. What happened there? Subhanallah, his spiritual injury and wound was so big. The moment he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu Muhammadan rasulullah, subhanallah, blended again. He felt that feeling that he was looking for many, many years, if not decades, and he feels, alhamdulillah, he's got that spiritual recovery right now. That's what happens. So the Quran Karim is shifa. And yes, I know I'm talking about the spiritual cure here, but the Quran Karim is also a physical cure. Physical cure. The Quran Karim is shifa. The Quran Karim is spiritual cure, and the Quran Karim is physical cure. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Quran Karim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give you recovery. And there are a hadith about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reading the Quran Karim, or the Sahaba reading the Quran Karim, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him cure. The Quran Karim is also a physical cure. You know, the Quran Karim is also a mental cure. Mental cure. And the worst disease, the worst illness mentally is what? Ignorance. Ignorance is the worst disease for your mental welfare. Jahl. Ignorance is the worst disease mentally. And the Quran Kareem is that mental cure, where the Quran Kareem can cure the ignorance. The Quran Kareem will cure it. The Quran Kareem will cure it, and the Quran Kareem will give you that recovery. Through what? Through the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, understanding the words of Allah azza wa jal. So when we say shifa, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of course says in the Quran Karim shifa, which is cure. Cure from many different illnesses, many different diseases. Primarily spiritual cure. It connects you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It connects you to your Lord. It puts you at ease. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart will be content. Contentment. You know contentment? Contentment, as Imam Shafi'i says, is a treasure, invaluable achievement that you can't buy with all the money of this world. What's contentment? Deep inside, you're satisfied, alhamdulillah. You could be the most wealthiest person on the face of this earth. You could be the strongest person on the face of this earth. You could be the most influential person on the face of... You know what? You could be the toughest person on the face of this earth. But deep inside, you are so poor. Discontent. With everything that you've got, all the money and the power and the strength and influence that you might have, deep inside, you're very poor and weak. You always feel discontent. You always feel bad, unhappy, unease. It's always in here. And nothing can satisfy that except the Quran Kareem. Nothing, nothing. Not all the money of this world, not all the power of this world, not all the influence of this world. Nothing can satisfy your soul except the Quran Kareem. Subhanallah. Look right now. Being in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking about Allah Azza wa Jalla, the messenger of Allah. How content are you? Honestly, deep inside, don't you feel happy? You're sitting on the ground and I know you feel a bit of the ache and pain. But subhanallah, deep inside, you're happy. Deep inside, you're comfortable. Deep inside, you're satisfied. Deep inside, you're content. Why? Because you're in the house of Allah, listening to the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. You can't buy that from anywhere. You can't buy that from anywhere. You can't purchase that from anyone. It only comes from Allah through the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hearts will be content. You are content because you remember Allah azza wa jal. You are content because you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are content because you are connected to Allah azza wa jal. Even though you are not rich, even though you're probably unhealthy, even though you are probably not influential, but deep inside, you are very, very happy. And believe me, a lot of people out there will do anything to feel and to have what you have. You have it because of the Quran Kareem. Subhanallah, my brother and my sister, that moment when you are so stressed, so sad, unhappy, and then you open the Quran Kareem as if all the sadness and unhappiness have all gone away. They don't even exist anymore. The very moment he opened the Quran Kareem. Subhanallah, look at the character of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whenever he used to experience stress or depression, and obviously, he's the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah, he's leading a nation, he's leading an ummah, and it's not easy to be in a position of leadership. You go under a lot of pressure, under a lot of stress. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he used to encounter or experience a lot of pressure, what did he used to do alayhi salatu wa salam? Let us talk about what we do these days. You know how many times I see a brother that I haven't seen coming to the masjid, you know? This is a brother that's a regular goer to the Umay, for example, to the masjid, and you see him nearly every single day, and then subhanAllah, you haven't seen him in a long time. And then later on, you say to him, brother, you know, I haven't seen you. And you know, a lot of them just tell you, oh, I'm just going through a lot of stress, and I'm going through a lot of pressure. Wow. Because you're going through a lot of stress and pressure, what happened here? You start to slack off from coming to the masjid. You reduced from your connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which should be increasing from it. Well, let us talk about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to encounter or experience stress and pressure, the Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam used to call upon Bilal, the one that calls the adhan. Arihna biha ya Bilal, oh Bilal, when is that time for the salah? So we could relax. When you are going through stress or you are experiencing pressure, you want to distress. You want to relax a little bit. Like, you know, if you continue with that pressure, you'll collapse. Whether it's social or community pressure or financial pressure or work pressure or family pressure or whatever pressure, we'll all experience different pressures in our lives. So you need that, you know, you need to let the pressure out somewhere. So what people do, some people go and relax. They go on a holiday. They take time off. They stay at home. They go and train. That's what people do. Or some people go and take the wrong pathway. They start taking, you know, the bad substances. Or some people go on antidepressant tablets. That's what people do. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to distress through what? The remembrance of Allah. You want to reduce the pressure? Remember Allah. You want to let the pressure out? Pray to Allah. You want to distress? Connect yourself to Allah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart will be content. If you are a brother or a sister that's going through stress or depression or unhappiness or experiencing pressure, whatever pressure it is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already given you the pathway to reduce that. Remember Allah. And I know at the very beginning, it's like, subhanAllah, no, just, you know, my mindset is not stuck. That's exactly what the shaitan is trying to do. Don't go that way. Don't go to Allah, come to me. Go to the shaitan. That's what the shaitan says to you. Come to me. I'll show you the pathway. And then what does the shaitan say to you? Do this, do that. SubhanAllah, when you're under a lot of stress, the shaitan comes in strong. He leverages of this. He takes advantage of your stress because he knows that he's got you. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about these emotional times. When someone is angry, what do they do? Sit down, get up, walk, make wudu, reduce from the emotions. Why? Because that's the door of the shaitan. Shaitan comes in. When someone is going through a lot of stress or pressure, the shaitan comes to them and says, you know what, I've got the solution. You want to relax? Come with me. I'll show you, mate. Let's do this. And then subhanAllah, after you listen to the shaitan, you start justifying it in your mind. You know what? You know, I need to let go. Maybe, you know, if I take this pathway and let my steam out or let the pressure out, maybe inshaAllah come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you get caught in the web of the shaitan and you struggle to come out. That's what the shaitan does. But a true believer, what does he do? What does she do? She returns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He returns to Allah azza wa jal. They return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember Allah azza wa jal. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be content. Through the Qur'an al-Kareem, you'll have that cure. Through the Qur'an al-Kareem, you'll get rid of the pressure and the stress that you are going through. Through the Qur'an al-Kareem, through the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, the wrong mindset, the very moment that we go through under pressure, or the very moment that we go through stress, or the very moment that we go through a test, we turn away from Allah and we should be turning to Him. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Indeed, through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart will be content. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we had revealed the Qur'an al-Kareem as shifa, shifa, cure, cure of everything, everything. The Qur'an al-Kareem is cure, because the Qur'an al-Kareem is your way of life in all aspects of life. And what the Qur'an al-Kareem will offer you and give you, you can't get it from anywhere else. You can't, impossible. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we need to be convinced. That's where the iman and the yaqeen comes in. To have that full conviction in the Qur'an al-Kareem, that the Qur'an al-Kareem is shifa. The Qur'an al-Kareem is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an al-Kareem is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this great book. We just need to be connected to it. And when you read the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah speaking to you. When you read the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah speaking to you. So hear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be from amongst those who listen and hear and act upon with the listen and hear. Subhanakallah hamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka. And see you next week, inshaAllah.